Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, as per usual, let's start with a review of the news. And the big news, well, the big news last week was James Franklin, head coach, was staying. This week, the big news is defensive coordinator Brent Pry. He is going to be leaving. He's headed to Virginia Tech. Good for him. Good job. Your first reaction.
So Brent's patience paid off, right? I think he's in his early 50s, right? So he's got some mileage underneath him as a you know, FBS Power 5 football coach / coordinator. So he could have had other jobs, right, that were not Power 5 conference jobs as a head coach. He could have had those in the last 3 to 5 years, right? Like, you've heard his name bounced around. I've heard his name bounced around. And he just waited because I think he wanted his crack at a Power 5. Good person, good human being, like a good person. Like, if you have had the opportunity to meet him or talk to him, which, you know, I have, I have a very high opinion of Brett as a person and human being. I think a little bit undervalued as a sort of recruiter, getting recruits to be interested in, you know, at Penn State, and to get those defensive guys kind of high up on the ladder, you know, for them to go that final step for James Franklin. That those steps, those first 4 or 5 rungs of the ladder before James Franklin, is a very important, underrated, you know, part of recruiting, and Brett's really good at it. So it's his time. It's his opportunity. He's got some challenges ahead of him, you know, but I think we'll talk about this more in quarter 4, but at the end of the day, it's a good hire for Virginia Tech, in my opinion.
You mentioned it in quarter 4. We'll get into more the long-term ramifications of it and dive a little deeper into what he will be running into at Virginia Tech. Let's get a little bit more the immediate news, though. With him gone, the question becomes, who's your defensive coordinator for the bowl game that's coming up?
Yeah. Don't you think it's going to be Anthony Poindexter?
I suspect, yes.
I mean, he's like the co-coordinator type thing, or that's how they listen. I would expect if James doesn't have anybody who he wants and can hire, why would you even change it? I don't think you do that for a bowl game. So I would think Anthony's going to coordinate the defense for whatever second or third tier bowl game Penn State ends up in.
Yeah, I don't think you don't go outside for the bowl game.
Yeah,
you take someone internal and you name that. I wouldn't even be surprised if James didn't name an acting coordinator, but still had, you know, you still have to name somebody to call the defensive signals.
Sure.
My guess is Poindexter also, but we'll have to see about that. Speaking of the bowl game, another factor you have coming into this, which has been a factor for the last several years in college football, is the possibility of players skipping the bowl game. Obviously, you're playing in the playoffs. Your players aren't going to skip that. You play in a New Year's Day bowl, one of the major bowl games. You expect most players to play. When you finish 7-5, you're not going to be playing in a major bowl game. Do you expect some of the Penn State players to take a pass for the bowl game? And if you were advising them, what would you do?
So it wouldn't surprise me if a couple or a few of them took a pass right off the bat. Because like you said, they're seven. They're going to a second or third tier bowl game. They're going to, you know, something that, you know, that by all rights, this team has no reason being in. Let's just say, I'm going to say that out loud first. This team has no reason being in a second or third tier bowl game. None whatsoever. Not with what they've assembled and some of the talent they have on the field. That's just, I'm just going to say that right away. The players, I mean, yeah, absolutely. You're in that transition period now of, yes, you're committed to your school and your college team, but if you're at that next level to be thinking about this, it's now business, right? It's time to take care of business, like professional business. So, I mean, guys like Jahan Dotson, you know, I would be very, very surprised if he plays in this bowl game for Penn State. Now, whether or not he wants to, he gets to make that choice. If I was advising Jahan Dotson, I'd be like, yeah, you gave it the office. You're done. You actually came back this year and raised your stock tremendously. Good for you. Jaquan Brisker, he's been playing banged up, you know, for a month, 5 weeks, several weeks. He's been in and out. He's been an impact player all year, no matter what was, whether it was 100% or 80% or 90%, it didn't matter. Done. Don't take that risk of getting injured again. You've done your due. You put plenty of really good tape out there. Start getting yourself ready. I'd be surprised if he plays as well. Those are the two names that jump out to me right off the bat, Jimmy.
I'm with you, Andy, and this is my opinion has changed over the years, especially the fact that it's not going to be a big bowl game. This is not, again, setting the playoffs aside, but it's not even, you know, the New Year's Day bowl. And if you remember a few years back, remember Saquon Barkley in his final game, James Franklin actually limited his number of snaps.
Yep.
And it was a New Year's Day bowl. Now, going forward, if you're going to end up, say, in the Pinstripe Bowl, and I'm just pulling one out randomly, we know there's right. A couple options. I'm with you. If I were advising Jahan Dotson, I'd say, look, that's enough. Even if you're James Franklin, I think you got to, if you're looking out for the best interest of the kid, there's no value here.
Yeah. Agree. James is looking out for the value of the kids. We know that. I absolutely 100% believe that.
I do too, Andy. So, and I know you and I had this conversation earlier in the week where, you know, how important is this game for James Franklin? And your comment was it still had great value to him just based on his record. Finishing 8-5 will be a whole lot better than 7-6. But I would also argue there's a point to saying, you know what? What is our team going to look like next year without Jahan Dotson? What are we going to look like without Jaquan Brisker? Maybe we should start to find out now. Let's give, Parker Washington, wide receiver number one, responsibilities and find out how that works.
Yeah, this will be an interesting game to see James's blend, as I'll call it. Is he blended? Is he blending? Which would mean he's going to play some of the more younger guys hopefully, you know, they played their numbers right, but, and they're, you know, not quote unquote burning red shirts, but play a mix of, you know, guys that are starters, and he still needs to win the game, but also sprinkling in some of the younger guys to give them a little more seat time. This is a good opportunity for that, but it makes it tricky in my opinion, because let's face it. I mean, you started 5-0 and you're 2-5 in your last seven games. You know, there's some heat in your kitchen. You need a win. You just signed a 10-year contract. I get it, but there's still heat in his kitchen. You know, he needs a win. They need to win this game. Bottom line.
I guess I'm not looking at it so much that way, because what's the value of the win? You know, you're not going to be playing a real high level team anyway. So when you win, you're not playing a top 10 team and say, hey, here's a notch on our belt to get this win, I'm wondering if there isn't more value to playing the younger guys, which leads to the question I think a lot of fans will have, which is at quarterback. Now, I don't believe there's any way in the world James Franklin doesn't start Sean Clifford if he's healthy enough to play. And you would think with, you know, 4 weeks between games, he'll finally maybe get himself healthy for the first time since early in the season. But shouldn't you at least take a look at Christian Vaiu for a couple series?
I do. And the elephant in the room question is, does Sean Clifford come back in 2022 to be Penn State's quarterback, right? So he has the eligibility. He has it with the, you know, with the COVID year. He is going to start at quarterback. He will. But unless he's, you know, maybe he doesn't have to make that decision until after the bowl game as to whether he's going to stay or not. That's all up in the air. Either way, it becomes down to blending, the mix and match. Figure out a scenario in this game that you can still be successful and win the game, because I still think he needs a win, but also be able to evaluate your young quarterback again further. Give it a little more. I mean, he had a whole game, and that's pretty good. I mean, it was against Rutgers, but I don't care. That's some good evaluation tape right there to work on. How about you get him some more in a bowl game? Why not? Why wouldn't you? You absolutely should.
Yes, you believe that. I believe that. James Franklin has notoriously stuck with his starters and not played his backups, even with big leads in a lot of games. And I think that's one place where I'd like to see him change that format a bit. But also, how about some other areas? I'd like to see Landon Tengwall on the offensive line. I'd like to see him play most of the game.
I would mix and match across that offensive line. They were so bad this year and regressed as a unit, some individually, that you really have nothing to lose by trying anybody else. You really, really don't. I mean, that's the easiest and most clear-cut, low-risk opportunity on the board in terms of blending for one more bowl, you know, lower-tier bowl game for Penn State. In my opinion, it's just, it's pretty obvious that you have literally nothing to lose by doing that. You absolutely should.
I'm in agreement. And are there any other positions, any other specific young players that you'd like to see in the bowl game, Andy?
I'd like to see I'd like to see some of the younger corners or in the secondary. And I also think you can play your, you know, one or two younger linebackers a game or two. I know you want to see receivers. You might have to see receivers, but those are the other two positions for me.
I'm like anywhere across the board where you're thinking next year this young player is going to be playing, I want to see him get time in the bowl game. Andy, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. We got Ross Tucker coming in for quarter number two.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.